Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Traveling into your head, into your work zone, into your mind. We are at it right now on the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is with us, along with Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. I'm Doug Steffen, but I think I said that. Let's not get overboard here. The world has become, as we think about fall, think about what's happening in different parts of the world. This is a fabulous time of year to reflect, I think. Christmas, I mean, there are a lot of different times, but you go from season to season, it's a good reflection time. A lot of people are traveling, so I thought perhaps we ought to go around the country and around the world. Jennifer, where are you taking us?
Taking us to the friendly skies. Oh, wait, maybe not. Who were the friendly skies? United?
Yeah, United. This is American.
Okay, so the friendly skies anyway. American Airlines was forced to make an unscheduled stop after a male passenger became unruly. He was punching seats, he was yelling at other passengers, and he was smoking cigarettes. This was a flight, which is, by the way, not a good idea on airplanes.
I thought he was smoking grass or
marijuana, too. He kept telling people he was under the influence of drugs. It originated this flight in Phoenix. Flight 2408 was headed to Minneapolis when the passenger became disruptive about 1 hour after takeoff. Jim Dickey, who was a passenger, is traveling for a convention, said the man began yelling and making threats towards other passengers. According to Jim Dickey's report, he punched the seat in front of him, and the lady screamed, sitting in it, obviously, as you might. Dickey said the pilot announced the flight was diverting about 20 minutes after the incident began. They landed in Denver. The man was removed from the plane by law enforcement. You could tell.
When did this happen?
Over the weekend, this past
weekend. Yeah, but because there was a big disruption when I left Denver at 5 o'clock on Saturday morning.
It was Friday, but by the time the story hit, it was a couple of days after that because, you know, it takes a while for these things to go viral.
Float to the surface, yes.
Yeah, but according to passengers, he was telling people that he was under the influence of drugs. He then got up from his seat. He locked himself in the toilet. The flight attendants tried to get him out, but he only came out 10 minutes later just as the jet was starting to touch down to land. He lit a joint, smoked cigarettes, was promptly arrested by police who had boarded the flight and strapped him down to a stretcher, which is so charming. He was reportedly heard screaming, "Take it off! It hurts! I'll blanking kill you!" So he didn't go quietly, that's for sure. This is just the latest, though. I think the reason this catches my attention, anyway, is that this is just the latest. It seems like we get a story maybe once a month or at least a couple of times every quarter of people who get on planes and then just lose it, whether or not they're, like, panicking or it's something to do with the substances they're on. These, I don't know if it's happening more often or if we're just reporting and hearing about it more often because of social media and people using their cell phones to take video.
It just
How do you get on a plane with weed?
That, yeah.
I don't get it.
Yeah.
Speaking
of going viral, this may sound very self-serving and it's not aimed at it. Remember a couple of weeks ago, I talked about it, and we posted it at on a couple of different venues, facebook.com/DJV show and at the website, djvshow.com, a five-minute piece that had been done about my farm and about me. And I looked last night. It's been viewed by 1,577,000
wow.
people.
Wow. That's awesome.
It just went everywhere. So that's, thank you very much. It's a nice story. If you haven't seen it, you can see it.
It's a wonderful little piece. Oh, my gosh. It's very emotional. My mom was tearing up when she watched it.
I'm looking forward to meeting Fancy Nancy someday.
Grew up, as she says, in the country. So she said it really just resonated with her. And now the area of North Jersey where she was from, she grew up in basically on a horse farm, and it's all developed. And she just loved your passion for the animals.
And that was the whole reason for doing it. I don't want to develop the land. That's the bottom line. So thank you very much. Facebook.com/DJV show or DJVshow.com. Let's keep traveling. Wait a minute. The visitors, I suppose this is a travel story. the thing at Area 51 seems to have petered out. There were 2 million people supposed to show up, and about 200 showed up, I think. What was the real number? Anybody got the number?
I heard it was 75 people.
That was
it? Yeah, I'd heard it was 100, yep.
Ah, sure.
Wow.
In any case, I'm very disappointed with all the people who were no-shows.
Me too.
Yes, I am too. 1,500 people showed up at the festival site,
right.
But that was, like, I think, closer to Vegas, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, well. Oh, well.
I think only one person got arrested.
Is that all?
Oh, yeah. One person tried to... Well, apparently you were allowed to go right up to the sign that said Area 51 or whatever the sign says, the military site. You're allowed to go and take a picture with the sign.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, it was a two-hour drive from Vegas, so I guess... People went to other places, and they didn't bother going into the middle of nowhere.
If you go to Roswell, is an interesting town in and of itself because of all of the stuff around Area 51, the UFOs and stuff. It's just kind of a campy joint. Have you ever been? Anybody ever been there?
Wait, Roswell's in New Mexico. This is Nevada.
Yeah, I know, but everybody thinks that it's the same place. And there was a lot of activity in Roswell this weekend as well. That sort of thing. It's just kind of the fanatics. Who get into looking at, you can't see, the Area 51 provides you with nothing except a chain link fence and a sign.
Right.
That's it. So if you go to Roswell,
Roswell's an actual town, right?
Yes, it is. Yep. Also, I suppose maybe underscoring what, from the serious to the sublime, over the weekend it was announced that we are going to send troops into Saudi Arabia. I'm sort of surprised at the starchiness of the Iranians on this. And I don't really understand whether the guy who's... I mean, the Ayatollah, we all know, is a nutbird. But I had some faith in that.
The president.
Yeah, I wouldn't want... He doesn't... He seems to be... At least maybe because he needs to keep the job and keep the goodwill of the Ayatollah. But he's not sounding like
a man of the people. He's threatening to do it again.
People.
Right.
But why? What are they getting out of it? They all of a sudden become very bellicose, and one wonders why. What in the world do they have to gain?
I think they're kind of like the wounded animal. They're under severe sanctions right now. And,
but they brought it on themselves.
Ticked, I know. They're ticked at Trump for getting out of the deal, and they're ticked at the European Union.
But they weren't honoring the deal.
The Europeans
wouldn't have gotten out. Just because Trump got out, the Europeans wouldn't have gotten out unless they had some evidence that the Iranians were back to doing their nuclear stuff that they were doing before that upset everybody.
They're still in, but they're going back and forth. It's very, very heated right now between, especially Macron and Iran. So they're striking back for whatever reason. But over the weekend, the reason we deployed troops more as a show of strength than obviously encouraging any conflict is because the Houthis, who are kind of like their hired assassins now, who took responsibility for the last attack, said, "Oh yeah, we're going to do it again. We've got the funds. We're going to go again." So now here we are again. I don't know why they're doing it. I mean, obviously, other than what we just said, but they're trying to up the tension to see who's going to blink first.
Why? When will they get out of it? In a moment. We find out whether Cory Booker will or won't. Will he or won't he after this 15 past the hour on today's DJV program?
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
The backyard's looking great, Rob.
Thanks, man. I was planning on adding a deck, too. Know any good contractors?
Why don't you just ask HomeAdvisor?
Home what?
HomeAdvisor.com. You just tell them about your project and they match you with local pros that can do the job.
Nice. Now, how much does it cost?
Oh, HomeAdvisor's totally free to use. Plus, you can read customer reviews, check pricing, and book appointments for free.
What's the website again?
HomeAdvisor.com. Or just download the free HomeAdvisor app. HomeAdvisor.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Recover or Die. It's a national campaign aimed at the education and awareness of the devastating effects of opioid and heroin abuse and curbing drug addiction in the United States. Recover or Die was founded by famous recovering musicians. They've been where you are right now, and they want to spread the message of hope and recovery. So here's the deal. They're working hand in hand with addiction recovery specialists and top-tier recovery centers nationwide to help you recover and get sober. Recover or Die is embarking on a huge national outreach tour to promote anti-addiction messages through a great blend of music and education. So if you, a loved one, or someone you know has a problem with drugs or alcohol and they need help, call us right now, please.
800-209-5173. 800-209-5173. 800-209-5173.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
Some people in the news here on the DJD program. Pastor Jared Wilson, you know who he is?
No.
Anybody know? He's one of those, he's like, what's his face? The guy that has, why do I always leave him? I like his message, but I always say I don't like, he's too slick for me.
Osteen,
that's it, Joel Osteen. Well, this is young Joel Osteen. Committed suicide yesterday. The wife, he was 30 years old, writes, quote, my loving, giving, kind-hearted, encouraging, handsome, hilarious, give a shirt off his back, husband went to be with Jesus last night. Suicide doesn't get the last word. I won't let it. You always said hope gets the last word. Jesus gets the last word. So if guys like that are committing suicide, you got to wonder. I say this not, you know, not trying to be a wise guy. Apparently he was very depressed. He was feeling, you can interpret all kinds of things, but the fact that somebody who's invisible, if you look him up, you can see hundreds of thousands of people who have responded to the message of his being dead. And, you know, there's a lot of Jesus and that sort of stuff in it, but it is, you know, the suicide, what it does is more than anything else, it gets us to focus again on suicide prevention. Not that I have a problem with suicide. I don't know. I think it's up to the individual. But what would drive somebody 30 years old who has access to lots of people, lots of things, he's exposed to lots of money, what makes somebody like that trip the switch?
Well, having depression. He said loving Jesus doesn't always cure suicidal thoughts. Loving Jesus doesn't always cure depression. Doesn't mean Jesus doesn't offer us companionship and comfort. He always does that. So, I mean, and that was a quote from him. So I think he'd been pretty open about having depression. And, you know, you can go see a therapist or you can be in church or you can have a group of people around you. But it doesn't change the fact that you have this thing inside of you that makes you feel a certain way.
Mm-hmm. You can be on medication and still be depressed.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
My former father-in-law was on a lot of medication, and he killed himself. So it's never an easy answer. It's a horrible thing to deal with.
Not good. Another person in the news is we're trying to figure out how to pronounce it. Asha Tribble? Is that what it is? Asha?
Either one, your guess is as good as mine.
She used to work for FEMA. And she was tasked with restoring power to Puerto Rico, among other things, after the hurricane. She's been arrested in a bribery scheme. She took bribes, apparently. She was given free hotel rooms and flights and rides from the former president of Cobra Acquisitions in exchange for making Cobra the main contractor for the Puerto Rico.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hour of the DJV program. We're always excited to bring to you stories about musicians and music because it's so important to all of us in our lives. I think Victoria Cara and I now focusing on some of the new music from Christina Aguilera and Snoop Dogg. All right, so MGM has announced that Aguilera and Snoop Dogg and is it Migos? Who's that?
Migos.
Mm-hmm. And some more people contributing original music to the soundtrack for the animated Addams Family movie. Tell me it's going to be on time for Halloween. It must be.
Yes.
On time.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So do we have a clue? Has this stuff actually been released yet? Is it out for public consumption?
A little trailer that came out. It looks so cute. It's all animated. It looks adorable. I love the Addams Family, and I love the movies that came out with Angelica Houston and Christina Ricci, and they were just so, so good. So this is definitely in keeping with that tradition. So it looks like it's going to be cute for Halloween.
Well, the movie itself has the voices of Charlize Theron and Bette Midler, amongst others. So it hits the theaters on October 11th, about a month from now, as a matter of fact. So something to look forward to. What's this song?
That's an old song by Rock Mafia, who's another group that is going to be contributing to the soundtrack.
Sure. Okay. Other new music news, the B-52s have announced they're going to have some new music pretty quickly. It's been 11 years since they released any new music, back to 2008 in an album called Funplex. The group is currently on a North American tour celebrating their 40th anniversary. They are going to release some new music, though, they say, in the near future. The group's Fred Schneider confirming the B-52s are scheduled to do two more songs to accompany a deluxe package of all our records expected out sometime next year. Everybody's releasing deluxe this, deluxe that. So we're planning to do basically the same thing. Snyder says that Keith Strickland, who's retired from touring with the 52s, going to be writing the music for the songs with Schneider, Kate Pearson, and Cindy Wilson. I didn't know Cindy Wilson was in that group.
Huh. It's not a Wilson that you're thinking of.
It's somebody else. Yeah. Okay.
Yep.
Like Nancy Wilson is not Nancy Wilson.
No.
It's another Nancy Wilson. No timetable has been specifically applied to the tracks, but they say they're going to wrap up work on it in October. Schneider also Crowder's perception that the tour is a farewell tour. He does say the B-52s will be approaching live work in a different way, though. He said, quote, we won't be doing any major tours anymore, but we'll be doing gigs, festivals, stuff like that. We still kick ass. It's 40 years of friendship and still going strong. We didn't know that what we were doing when we got started. It just kind of snowballed. Isn't that the cool way, though? People who don't know what they have, they just go out and it turns into something.
That's why their fans love them so much.
Yeah.
They're just having fun, and they never take themselves seriously. They put out goofy songs that are just, you just want to dance and party to.
Have fun. Next new music focuses on David Hasselhoff. You call him the Hoff, Victoria.
Mm-hmm. Don't hassle the Hoff.
No. Has his cover of the Lord of the New Church's 1982 song, Open Your Eyes. Got a cover there. Track will appear on the Hoff's new album called Open Your Eyes, set for release the 27th of this month. He stays faithful to the original melodies and lyrics that warn of political corruption and manipulation and the impending fallout. James Williamson of the Stooges lends his guitar to the track. The 13-track feature, 13 tracks in Open Your Eyes, an array of covers including the Jesus and Mary Chains Head On, Echo and Bunnyman's Lips Like Sugar. In addition to Williamson, Hasselhoff also pairs up with Todd Rundgren, Ministry, Charlie Daniels, and there's a
this
mix.
This is going to be such a mixed bag there of I don't know
mix.
What.
A mix, right? Well, he's still got a lot of fans around the world. He's bigger in Europe than he is here. Big time. 28 after the hour on the DJB program.
The Can-Am Off-Road Yellow Tag Sales Event is going on now. Hit the trails in the ultimate off-road vehicle. Can-Am is built for ripping through trails, crawling through mud, cruising over dunes, getting the job done, and saving you money. Stop by your local dealer during the Yellow Tag Sales Event and find a great deal or rebate on select Can-Am off-road vehicles today.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats. Asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Have you ever tried to plan a vacation and the hotel costs, airfare, and pet sitter all add up to one big never mind? Well, it's time to embrace the adventure and go RVing instead. GoRVing.com is your one-stop shop for all things RV camping. Browse the different types of RVs, find a rental agent or dealer near you, and compare the costs. Explore more than 16,000 RV parks and campgrounds nationwide, and even plan your venues for the trip. Find out what you've been missing at GoRVing.com. That's GoRVing.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump at the United Nations in New York City for the annual General Assembly meeting. He's asked by reporters if he put any pressure on the leader of Ukraine during their July phone call to investigate Joe Biden's son Hunter. He made a lot of money from a gas company in Ukraine while his dad was vice president.
There was no pressure put on them whatsoever. I put no pressure on them whatsoever. I could have. I think it would probably, possibly have been okay if I did. But I didn't. I didn't put any pressure on them whatsoever. You know why? Because they want to do the right thing, and they know about corruption, and they probably know that Joe Biden and his son are corrupt. They probably know that.
The White House considering releasing the transcript. Taking a look now at your money on Wall Street, the Dow up 15 points to close at 26,949, the NASDAQ down 5, the S&P 500 down a fraction of a point. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
It's clarification time on the DJV program. I'm Doug Steffen. I think it's clear who I am and what my role is here. I'm here to herd the cats. And the cat group includes Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Kara Schilling.
I don't think you can call us that in the Me Too movement anymore.
Really? What can I call you then? What do I call you?
Women.
Got a better
strong,
suggestion?
Strong, empowered women.
Strong, empowered women. Yes. That's what this is all about. Well,
I'm
let's
still okay
see.
With being a chick.
You are? Okay.
I'm fine
good.
With that.
You could probably call me a cat, too. It would be fine.
You can be strong and empowered. Let's get to the latest on Kevin Hart, Victoria, who, as many remember, was seriously hurt last week in a car crash that didn't involve him driving, pretty much messed up the car. You were looking at pictures of the car. Nothing left of the car. Yeah. Anyway, it looked like it had been through a crusher before it even got to the crusher.
It's a miracle that the three people were not killed, and Kevin Hart had back surgery, but he's walking and seems to be doing okay. The driver, we haven't really heard much about the driver. It was Kevin Hart's friend who took the wheel and was driving his 1970 Barracuda, which Kevin had just bought for his, I don't know if it's his 40th or 50th, whatever it was, some milestone birthday
40th.
This summer.
Yeah.
And then there was a female passenger in the back seat. She managed to just walk away with some scratches, so she was really lucky.
Oh, lucky.
But yes, when they were on the, I guess it, were they on the PCH? Where were they? When this
no,
went,
they
it went off the road.
Connector.
Off
they
the
went off the PCH
yeah, off
to
the
head up to
yeah.
the 101. Yeah.
So
yep.
they ran off the road, and basically this
Those
the guy, Kevin Hart's
scary.
Friend, yeah, he yeah. was driving the car. This is a very, very powerful car. They're looking into figuring out, was it a mechanical error? I've said from the beginning, I think this is just a driver who had no idea how much power this car had and then
yeah.
ran them off the road. They had to cut the roof off to get them out. So that when you see the pictures of it, it does look like it's been through one of those, you know, junkyard crushers, but it's actually missing the top part of the car. So now the California Highway Patrol is involved. They've been investigating this, and they say that because of this crash, they may end up making a recommendation to the state legislature to require that car companies that customize and restore classic muscle cars that they have to have safety harnesses installed.
Nothing wrong with that. So here we are, establishing a foothold on the day with some food news. Victoria, what do you
mm-hmm.
have to report with regard to something new? I'm looking for something new to eat. I'm looking for something.
Are you an avocado fan? I don't know that I've ever heard you
like
say
it.
Anything.
Yeah. No, I don't like. They're very good for
you.
I just don't like
missing.
Their consistency.
Yeah.
They just kind of, ooh. It's,
you don't even like guacamole when it's mashed up with tomatoes
no,
and spices?
No, most necessary. I'll have some avocado in a salad if I have enough salad dressing on it, so I don't have to taste it or deal with it. But I know it's
You're
very
definitely
healthy.
Definitely not a millennial because millennials keep avocados
Love
in business. Yeah.
I know that. All right,
well,
so
Kroger, so Kroger's in the news for avocados. Now, the reason that they're in the news is because they have a new line of avocados that last up to 30 days without spoiling.
Really?
Now, that's one of the things.
That
avocados
seems weird
are
to me.
Really,
it is.
Does.
Avocados are not cheap. And oftentimes, if you some people put them in, I've done this both ways. I've put them, you know, in the refrigerator to keep them from getting overly ripe too soon. It also, they also don't taste that great when they're refrigerated.
Well, but
so.
They're good to put on your face. They're great anti-aging. You can, if you don't like to eat them, you can mash them up and
well,
put them on
Well, I don't
buy
them to put them on my face. I buy them
I
to
understand.
Eat them.
I'm just telling you what some people do.
A lot of people have a big problem with avocados spoiling. And as soon as they spoil, it takes a turn very quickly, and they just turn black inside. And it's really disgusting. So this new line is called Apeel. It's APEEL. And they have developed a 30-day, now this is for avocados and limes as well. It's the company that says it's, quote, fighting the global food waste crisis by utilizing nature's tools to prevent waste in the first place. Now, this actually, I remember reading about this company Apeel back in 2018, and it was a private company that had come up with this way of it creates a second skin on the produce. So the extra coating helps reinforce the plant's natural peel, and it slows the rate of water loss and oxidation, which is what causes spoilage. So this company came up with Apeel. It's called Apeel Sciences. So now the weird thing about this is it seems on one hand, yes, this is a great idea, and this can really help a lot of developing nations and things like that. But at the same time, I don't know. I always wonder. It makes me a little nervous when science gets too involved with our food supply.
Yeah.
I'm not really down with that. However, they say that they have developed coatings for not just avocados, but for asparagus, for mandarins. They're working on expanding into 50 different items, coatings that are specific. I know, right? It says that it doesn't keep the avocados from browning once they've been sliced. It only keeps the whole fruit from it keeps it ripe longer. But once you slice into it,
this is something.
Now, the average avocado stays fresh for 3 to 4 days on a kitchen counter, and it can stay fresh up to 10 days in the fridge. This Apeel says that the ripe avocados will stay fresh enough to eat for 6 days if it's just sitting out. So it gives it a longer shelf life if you don't want to refrigerate your avocados. But they say that the coating is made from materials that are found within the fruit, that it is both edible and organic. That's what they're claiming. Mm-hmm. So it has no color, no taste, and no odor. And they said it comes in different formulations that can actually be certified organic, even though the coating itself, they say, is not organic.
Yeah.
But now, Kroger is they're going to start, they're the first major food chain that's going to, grocery store chain that's going to start rolling these out. So we'll see how they sell. I don't know how much more expensive they will be, but it definitely, it'll be a little bit more expensive to have this process.
Okay. I'm going to stick with tomatoes and cabbage. Thanks very much.
Cabbage.
The other food news here, I suppose this is a food story, even though it's not really food at all. Coca-Cola has come up with an apple-flavored drink. Apple-flavored Coca-Cola. So what do you think? Not the doctor's not going to tell you an apple a day or an apple, a Coke apple a day will keep the doctor away. Probably not. Anybody
it's healthy,
taste this
it's
yet?
Apple.
Yeah, right.
Anybody the apple taste Coke? This? I can't even wrap my head around what that must taste like.
Well,
like cherry Coke I've had, and that's fine. But apple Coke?
Yeah, that's thank you. I love the inflection.
I'm confused.
They've also got cinnamon Coke at some point. I think they released cinnamon Coke. Yeah, which
but see, cinnamon kind of goes along a little bit like
it,
cherry
yeah.
Coke. Yeah, that makes sense. But apple, oh.
You want to check this out? Go to the website, Instagram account, Junk Food on the Go. That tells you something. The most difficult day to cook, chefs.
Monday.
Well, it's. I guess I'll bracket this with holidays. Apparently, chefs do not like working on New Year's Eve. They don't like Valentine's Day. There's a survey out of the most difficult days to cook. And 54% said they didn't like Valentine's Day. 55% said they didn't like working on New Year's Eve. I guess those are understandable days.
By the way, New Year's Eve and Valentine's, this is something that the restaurant industry doesn't really talk about, but if you do New Year's Eve and Valentine's Day are always prefix menus where you pay like, you know, $100 or $150 for a three-course meal. Well, the reason those are all set courses is because the chef is not there. Though that's the B team. So anytime you go out on New Year's Eve and Valentine's Day, you're not getting the actual chef of a restaurant that might be a well-known restaurant. You're getting the B-level line cooks. That's why it's a set menu, because they can all make it over and over.
Really?
Yes.
Huh. Well, isn't that interesting? Thank you. I didn't.
Just so you know. That's why the chefs don't like working, because they don't work on those days. That's
they
why they're like saying. Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. All right. Yeah. So that's the story behind the story with that. Your waiter is trying to influence your order. There was a survey done of waiters and how people decide, and 95% of the waiters say he or she urges you to go towards specific dishes on the menu. You know, when you ask the waitress, well, what would you order? Or what's been selling well tonight? Or what's the best thing on the menu? They've been told by the chef what he wants to move.
And you know why they're moving that?
Yeah.
Because that's old.
Old. Yeah.
They get rid of the oldest stuff first. It's so true. They tell the wait staff, all right, everybody, push this special because we've got to get rid of it. That's why. Yeah.
Right. Yep.
And if you think about it, it's not something like steak or chicken. It's usually a seafood dish that's going to expire.
Yeah. I was a pack-a-day smoker for 33 years. You could see the look in their eye, like they recognized the smell on you, and you just die a little inside because you knew you offended someone. Since I switched to Juul, I don't even think twice about it. It's like a weight lifted off of you.
Stacy made the switch in 2016. To make the switch, visit JUUL.com. Juul Labs compensated this individual for their time and expenses in providing this testimonial. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
Tonight, two epic premieres everybody will be talking about. First, This Is Us returns in an extended premiere event.
One person you've never met can change everything.
If you think you know what's coming next, you don't know us. Then, on the emotional premiere of New Amsterdam, three women in Max's life are injured in a deadly accident. One will not survive. New Amsterdam, after the This Is Us extended premiere event, tonight on NBC.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Kriebel.
New York is considering legislation requiring manufacturers to make detergent pods look less appetizing. It is an overreaction to the Tide Pod Challenge, in which teenagers film themselves pretending to eat the colorful pods. About 80 teenagers reportedly tried it, which is dangerous. But so are hundreds of other household products that are not intended to be eaten, yet nobody is proposing to ban shampoo, paint, or oven cleaner. Such problems require the diligent attention of parents, not politicians. Government can ban products, but it cannot mandate common sense. Legislators cannot be everyone's parents. This just isn't that complicated.
For more, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Urethral stricture is a condition where the urethra, the tube which carries urine from the bladder, is narrowed by scar tissue. Often this is due to trauma or as a complication from surgery. Symptoms can include a decreased urine stream, an increased urge to urinate, or incomplete bladder emptying. When it comes to treatment, urologist Dr. Boyd Veers says urethroplasty offers the best long-term success. That's where the stricture is surgically removed and the urethra reconnected.
And the success rate of that is about 95%. So it's a durable treatment option, and we can even do it as an outpatient.
And the risk of a stricture recurring is very low. When it's not feasible to just reconnect the urethra, a more advanced reconstructive procedure where tissue from elsewhere in the body is used as a graft can be done. It's also very successful. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
Let's consider the secret life of the innermost nesting doll. Living most of her life in the dark, inside the other nesting dolls, she has plenty of time to think, if she could. Sadly, she has no brain. However, when an innermost nesting doll hears that Geico not only saves people money, but also has been providing great service for over 75 years, she thinks it's obvious you should switch. Because yes, switching to Geico is a no-brainer. Pity the innermost nesting doll and her lot in life.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, before we leave the food stuff. There was a show on, I was watching BBC News on the plane coming back on Saturday morning, and there was a story about how a lot of teenagers who ate buttermilk and sesame and peanut have died. A six-year-old girl in Australia died as a result of a dairy allergy. So the question came on the rise in allergy. Why do we have so much? Why are so many people allergic to so much food? 7% of the children in England, apparently, 9 in Australia, 9% have food allergies. And so they're trying to figure out why there's such an increase. Have you noticed that here? An increase in allergies?
Oh, yeah, and peanut allergies. And
It's like every kid has an allergy.
So they said the same thing. Right. Children are allergic to milk, eggs, peanuts, things that are normally raw. Fish sometimes, shellfish. So they, because we don't have, we're not building up, our children are not exposed to things that build up their immune system. Speaking of vaccines, Purdue Pharma asking a bankruptcy judge to halt hundreds of lawsuits against the company and the Sackler family that owns it. They produced OxyContin, right? 26,000 lawsuits against them. And they want to shut them down. Even though they filed for Chapter 11, they're trying to find out where the family has stashed, what is it, about $1 billion or something?
More than that.
Yeah, right. There's a lot of requests to shield them, but they got to take responsibility for sure. 10 before the hour.
Call
complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey, Bugsy, you hear the news about Vinny?
Yeah, it's a real shame. He owed money to the IRS and they finally cut up with him.
Just like Al Capone.
If the IRS can get the Capone, imagine what they can do to little old Vinny, huh?
Poor cat, he was on top of the world. Then bada boom, bada bing.
What Vinny needs now is an offer he can't refuse.
Hey, you got a tax problem? Does the IRS claim you owe them a bunch of dough? They can get you, too. So call the Tax Relief Line now and learn if you qualify to negotiate your $10,000-plus IRS tax debt for up to a 75% savings. Don't be like Al or Vinny and get busted. Make this free call now. Learn how you may be able to pay the IRS less.
Call now. 800-590-4930. 800-590-4930, 800-590-4930, that's 800-590-4930.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Tick-tock time. Here is the clock tick-tocks. It's 53 after the hour on this Monday. Jory Keelan here with me. The Dougster is working on, trying to understand why people get worked up about PayPal. I can't manage to make it work. I find it annoying. I don't
really
know. Oh, my God, awful. Really terrible. All right, so what is the update on PayPal?
It works just like putting in your credit card number.
Does it really?
Yeah.
Maybe for you it does.
Oh, boy. Well, here's the bad news. If you use PayPal as a consumer, this story is not for you. However, if you are one of the millions of vendors who uses PayPal to receive payments, this is not a great story for you. PayPal is reinstating the controversial policy around how it handles refunds. Now, this started back in April. They pocketed the 2.9% commission fee that sellers give away to PayPal for using the service. Now, here's the thing. If the vendor has to give a refund to a customer in full, PayPal now says, just like what they started back in April, but then people like were protesting and threatening to leave PayPal, so they abandoned the policy, but now it's back. They are going to keep the 2.9% commission, even if the vendor has to give a refund to the customer. So the vendor is losing two times. They're losing the sale, and they're losing the 2.9% commission. So
that's kind of arrogant of them, and not necessarily a way to encourage people to use their service, am I right?
Exactly. But PayPal is so big right now that they are hedging their bets that people are not going to abandon the platform. They said they're updating its policy for good now. This is a permanent policy. They cited cost structure, and they claim that the approach to these refunds, i.e., not giving back the commission to the vendor, they say that that's in line with industry practice. A lot of other people are disagreeing with this. Sellers are obviously furious about this change. Some are claiming that this is definitely not the way other platforms deal with processing refunds and handling things like that. But PayPal still says, according to our updated policy, we do not charge fees to process refunds, but when a seller does refund a transaction to a buyer, the fees originally paid to us will not be returned to the seller. Now, the one of the things that's really hitting vendors hard with this is this affects a lot of small business. And most small businesses use PayPal as their number one platform for doing transactions. So this is really going to hit small business really hard. If you're buying things on any major retail site, you're not using PayPal. You're going to use the typical, you know, major credit card structure. And PayPal is for, PayPal's used on Etsy for individual artisans. PayPal is used for anyone selling things on eBay. This is, you know, eBay actually owns PayPal. They bought it for $1.5 billion back in 2002. And this was, PayPal was started by Elon Musk of Tesla fame.
That's where he gets his money.
And Peter Thiel of Gawker fame. Yeah, the two of them co-founded PayPal. And so this is, at the time in 2002, it was the largest tech industry acquisition when eBay bought PayPal. But any, so that, this also means if you sell stuff on eBay, to break it down, if you're not even, if you're just someone selling stuff, and you have to give a refund, you're also going to miss out. You're going to lose the 2.9% commission fee that you have to pay to PayPal. So not great news for anyone selling on PayPal. People are very, very upset about this.
Yep, with good reason. Okay, TiVo has confirmed that if you're a customer, you're going to see new ads. So this was not something that was one of the attractions, wasn't it, to TiVo originally, the box?
Well, yeah, and a lot of people, well, TiVo is appealing to, it's certainly not, you know, it doesn't have the subscription numbers that it used to have. TiVo in the beginning was really cutting edge. It was the only way to DVR anything. Now every cable box, everybody's got DVR and on demand. But TiVo does let you keep those shows that you've DVR'd forever. And that is the only time that you can do that. All the other shows, even PlayStation View, which I have, they only let you keep the recorded programs for 30 days. So if you don't use them after 30 days, then they're deleted. Now, TiVo's new plan is that even though you pay for TiVo, you rent the box, and then you pay for the subscription service, they're still going to roll out pre-roll video ads. And as you can imagine, TiVo customers are not happy about this. They already pay for the service. They feel that entitles them to not have to sit through ads in order to watch the items that they've recorded. And so some people are calling TiVo customer support. They're really complaining. They're getting some of the ads disabled. Some people have had luck with it. Some haven't. But it looks like this is just the future of TiVo. They need to make more money. So if you're a TiVo customer, sorry. You're going to have to sit through ads.
Okay. 59 past the hour. Information is the important part of our DJV.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.